Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Views expressed here are not supported by and do not reflect those of the Evening Rush Network. Viewer's discretion is advised.
You're now listening to the Evening Rush Network.
Hey, good evening. Welcome to Thoughts of a Man podcast. I'm Chris. I'm here with Don and our special guest, the Joker. Hey, fellas, good evening. How are we doing tonight?
What's good? What's good?
Yes, sir.
What's going on, bro? How's everything?
Yeah, the weather's great. The sun is shining. I was bumping to some beats this week. It was a new hip Kendrick Lamar. And what's the other guy? They going at it?
Yeah, J. Cole.
In my heart. Yeah.
They're not going at it. They thought they was going to go at it.
Yeah, man. My man came out with some diss tracks, and in the first time in the history, how old is hip-hop? 55, 60 years old? For the first time, somebody come out after creating a diss record, apologizing for it?
Yeah. I'm sorry. My bad. I slipped off some rhyme. Tupac must be...
He must be cursing in his grave.
Yeah.
I can hear Tupac's voice already. He should have fucked J. Cole's bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
Yep.
Stupid.
Yo, what happened to the culture, man? Like, hip-hop is the original sport. It was a blood sport from the beginning with words.
Yeah, man, they letting the mainstream just put mass salt in the industry, man, and the culture. It's like, man, I don't know what's going on, man. It's like, I don't know, man.
You don't think he just said, you know what, this is not, that's all it is. I'm not that artist.
Man, don't do it then. You shouldn't put yourself in that situation.
You can't jump out the plane and then try to get back on it. Like, once you out, you got to pull that parachute and land. You can't, man.
Kendrick need to come back and just destroy him now. Straight up.
Man.
Let's get this straight. They both are lyrical.
Mm-hmm.
They both have a great rap IQ. They both are definitely in that top 10.
Mm-hmm.
I do not think it would be an easy walk on of dissing J. Cole. That's my opinion.
I'm sticking to it.
Well, he apologized. And if I was Kendrick, I'd come out with something hard just to make you take that back.
I was looking forward to see these men go at it with words.
Let me tell you something. If I was Kendrick Lamar, like I said, I would come back with some bars and destroy him right off the muscle to make you want to take that back. I would have been, I'd do a 50 Cent. I'd be a dickhead with it.
I agree with you. I just don't know how that's gonna, because too many people are. But once you throw up that white flag, it's kind of like taking candy from a baby. I don't know if it's gonna like.
I would rob that baby for all them now laters.
or he could do this. He could release what he was gonna do and say, "Oh, but since he quit, you know, I don't need to. You know, if you guys want to hear more, like something like that, like." Put a little teaser out of what he was gonna do, and let the fans beg for the whole thing or something like that.
You know, like, come on, man, like, you know what I mean? Man. What's going on?
K-Dot. Yeah, what happened to Don? Where'd he go? Hey, you watch the Hey, what's up? Who's that?
What's up? Yeah, we here. You know what I mean? But yeah, what he was going to say now, Chris?
Yeah. Did you watch the NCAA basketball, the tournaments?
I ain't really getting – this year it was kind of shaky for me to watch. I was so busy, busy doing other things. But I dipped in now and then on certain games, you know what I mean? But I heard it was a lot of upsets going on both ends, on the men's and the women's. So,
yeah, it was no upset. UConn just swept the 2 years in a row now. UConn dominated.
And you know, South Carolina, the women's, shout out to, you know, saying Dawn Stacy, shout out to her. Winning her fourth one, you know, two as a player, two as a coach. So, you know, salute to her, the queen doing her thing.
Yeah, she a legend.
Yeah,
definitely. You know, it's sad. All people were talking about, what's that white girl name?
From Iowa.
It's all everybody talk about. I'm sitting there like, yo, there's mad other stories going on. I don't understand why they're so fixated on her. Like, it's like, yeah, where that bald man go? What bald man? We all bald. We gonna change the name. It's the No Hair Podcast.
We here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
No Hair Podcast.
In the place to be.
Yeah. Where you at now? Where you living? Well, where you reside?
I'm from Buffalo, but I live in Pittsburgh. You know, it's nice today. It hit like 74
today.
Sorry
about that, guys.
You know what I'm saying? It was definitely.
Bald me.
Well, Don is almost bald. He's almost bald. He's not quite there. He got peach fuzz on top.
What up, Allure? That's my girl, Allure, from the Alluring Hour. That's the person that actually did this logo that we got on the show. So appreciate you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, call up. When we start talking, call up. We need a woman's opinion on some of the stuff we're about to get into.
Yeah, it's about to get deep.
Yeah.
So just real quick. So as I was saying before I got really interrupted by the kid. J. Cole is just not that dude. He's not a battle artist. Making a diss track, wanted to see what it was. When he saw Kendrick was gonna come back and tear that ass up, he's like, oh, wait a minute, this ain't for me. Shout to Fifth, of course, to say, yo, hit me up, man. You gotta sell some albums. Let me help you out.
Yo. You can't jump in the ocean and then go, oh, no, I don't know how to swim.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if he should have apologized without releasing anything, I would have been like, okay. But you jumped in the ring and then threw the white flag up so fast.
Yeah. That part.
Definitely.
If I was Kendrick Lamar, I'll come back with a track to make him take that thing back. I will destroy him. This is MC talking. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have too many lyrical beefs out there. You know what I'm saying? You know, I don't think a lot of people want that smoke. But if I ever did get into something like that and it's worth to do, and then I know I can capitalize off it, yeah, you know what I'm saying? I make it do what it do. You know what I mean?
That's what you're supposed to do, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Capitalize off the situation.
Money ruined everything. Everything is weak today. You watch football, mm-hmm. You watching flag football. You watch an NBA, there's no defense. Nothing. Mm-hmm. There's no – everything is soft. Mm-hmm. Soft, man. And then the young
folks, you just
hating.
These people are doing it for the money.
Facts.
We've had this conversation. These people are doing it for the money, bro. It ain't for the love no more. It ain't for
nah.
There's no let me art. Bitch-pulling. Oh, I got you.
There's no
art. You know what I mean? It's you're not back at Michael Jordan drop, you know, going the whole game.
Mm-hmm.
Back and forth the whole game. Nah.
Yeah. Right.
Come on, man. LeBron broke his nail. He's not playing tonight.
There's only a couple games. There's only what, like 8 games left, ain't it?
Yo, Jordan played every game. He played every game. Winning season, losing season. He played every game.
No, they're built different.
And he played almost the whole game.
Listen, man.
He wasn't this whole part-time, yo, let me play 2 quarters. Okay, that's it. Well, you know what? I don't feel like playing tonight.
The 80s and 90s was built different than Paulie. It was built different.
These kids come, yo, dad, mom, take me to see the game. And, you know, I want to see LeBron play, and LeBron is on the bench. Like, yo, what's good?
Hey,
so you done spent $40, $50 a ticket.
Yeah.
For the family to go and LeBron ain't even playing.
More than that, big dog, to see LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron, yeah, he broke a nail.
That's $285 in the nose.
He broke a nail, B. You know how hard it is to shoot with a broken nail?
Yeah, well, you know.
No.
The broken nail, man, so I'm shooting on net with the old broken nail, too.
Oh,
on net.
This is disappointing, man. They playing for, they're not playing for the love of the game. They're playing for that paycheck.
Yeah.
The sad part about it is people are still going to these damn games.
Politics, yeah. Man.
So when are we going to wake up and not, yo, nah, we ain't paying. Nah, I'm not wasting my money. I want.
Nah, you know what?
You got to start hurting them where it hurt those pockets. They getting paid $2.57 million, bro. Like, come on.
You know what's crazy? All these players making all this money. How many black NBA owners do we have?
Not one, two. What? No, we got co-owners.
Not even co-owners. Like, you talking a percentage owner. Like, we only co-owner we had was Jordan. He sold his share.
No, we got owner. You got Nelly and J. Cole.
Now, they own a percentage.
Own a percentage.
And yeah, Dwayne, they got a percentage. Wade, they're not the majority Wade. Owner.
Dwayne Wade owns a percentage too, right?
Yeah.
For the Utah Jazz.
You know what I mean?
Anything on that team. That team is trash.
It don't. You know what's crazy, though? We're going to do another show about this, but winning doesn't matter. Making money matters. Winning is the illusion, right? They get suckers to come and wear this and come and root whether you win. You just want fans to be fans, and the owner makes money. You could have a trash team and be caking off.
Be straight.
Yeah, like the Clippers. The Clippers ain't losing no money.
Mm-mm.
They've been trash forever, my whole life.
They selling out too. That's crazy.
Yeah, they're selling out the whole arena.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the teams that weren't making money, like the Seattle Supersonics, they moved them to Oklahoma.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. You're right.
Like I said, the game is different It's rigged.
Yes.
It is. It definitely rigged.
Politics, man. You know, nigga, I gotta get that bag. It's a bag movement.
You saw, right. I forgot the name of the player that was betting on himself that he wasn't going to make his numbers because he knew he was going to fake an injury.
I forgot. He got paid both ways?
That sounds like, what's his face? It sounds like, what's his face that used to be on Brooklyn?
Mm.
Trash dude. He pissed me off, of course, and that's our season.
Yeah, yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah, the crazy thing, if you're going to do that, don't do it in your own name. Use your cousin or uncle or somebody else.
Yeah. He got in trouble for that, yeah, look, right?
It's crazy, yeah, because I feel like only two of them trashed on Brooklyn season last year, and that was Harden and this dude. What's this dude's name? That plays for what you call it now? For the Mavericks.
Kyrie,
yeah. Yeah. Him and Harden crashed our season. Championship win season.
Man, we spoke about that. Yeah, the Nets got a bad owner, man. Stop putting it on the players. Yeah. The Nets have a
You gotta put it on the players. That doesn't stop your day to day, bro.
Done.
He's on Ramadan during the game, and he's doing it now.
He's killing them.
And I'm gonna tell you something. Are they in the playoffs?
Yeah, they're in the playoffs.
And he's playing while Ramadan is going on, right?
Yeah.
He feel well, right? He don't need a banana.
He's killing him. He dropped 47 the other night.
And that's me telling you. He did that on purpose.
You know what the difference is?
Brooklyn, bro.
The Mavs are supporting him. They got special foods for him when he comes off. They're supporting him. The Nets were not supporting him. Listen, let me tell you something. The only team in NBA history to lose three superstars is the Nets. Their management organization stinks. They sabotage themselves. Stop blaming the players, man.
It's the players, bro.
At the end of the day,
at the end of the day, they the ones that make these decisions, whether they want to stay or leave, right or wrong.
So you also make the decision how hard
you want to play. Because at the end of the day, like, look at Ben Simmons. It's terrible.
He's riding the bench, and that's just what he does. He plays to get hurt.
Have you ever hurt your back? Have you ever had back surgery?
Yes.
Bro, these teams and these organizations are putting out these bogus reports on him from the moment they signed him. They were like, oh, he's going to play and help the Nets in the playoffs. He was always hurt. So much so that he needed back surgery, but you sitting here talking about, no, he could have played. No, because they put that out. They sabotaged him.
When you need back surgery, that means your back is really, really bad. Yo, I want to play and then go, oh, I'm hurt. I want to play, but now I'm hurting.
That's what the teams put out. But no, I'm sorry. When you listen to what's my man name? What's the center? What's the Brokeback Mountain center? What's his name? The cat that went to Asia and started dating Asian dudes. What's his name?
Yo, you trying to get us banned for real?
Yo, what's his name? I watched the interview with him, and he said he had back surgery, and it took him 4 years to get his game back. And we thought the same thing about him when he went to the Lakers, that he was soft. But that back surgery stuff, and it ain't no joke. It takes time to get – you don't just recover from having – back surgery is a very sensitive area to have surgery and to have an injury and play basketball.
Yeah.
Nah, I agree with you. You know, get hurt.
But as a fan,
I give it to you. But you know what it is? These new frail basketball players
get
hurt a lot.
Yo, It's crazy. I disagree with you. Injuries have always been a part of the game, man. Yo, what was the cat? Bernard King.
104 Bernard fever. King. Won a whole game.
Bernard King. Bernard King got injured. Pippen. Never could play.
Broken finger.
They say he was better than Jordan.
Won a whole game. Yep. Played the whole game. Won. Broken finger.
Michael Jordan had the flu and still played the whole game.
Dennis Rodman had a concussion. Played two games and won.
It was built different in the 90s.
These are frail basketball players, kid.
I'm not saying that.
These new dudes are frail.
Back injury is a different beast. That's all I'm going to say. It don't matter what era you were playing in, you hurt your
Shaquille
back.
O'Neal.
Very, very serious.
Shaquille O'Neal, knee injury.
And broke his toe, too.
And broke his toe.
It's not the same. It's not, yo, Michael Jordan broke his foot. I'm just saying, it's not the same as a back injury. That's all I'm saying. A back
Magic
injury
Johnson
is really
at HIV and played and won a game.
Yeah. Superhead was giving head till she was bleeding through her nose. She ain't never stopped.
Quite big. Yeah. Yo, let's keep it a buck, man. These niggas is real. Yo, on that note, we're going to take a quick break, get back. We're going to talk about our topic of the day, how the world is treating our daughters. Yo, we be right back, yo. This dude is crazy.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Chrissy, here to let you know that the Evening Rush Network now has an app. Yes, an app, you guys. So you can stay connected on the go and watch all your favorite podcast shows. You can download the app at Google Play Store or Apple iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, if you're looking to start a podcast and really don't know how, well, hit us up at theeveningrushnetwork@gmail.com and inquire about time slots, pricings, and everything you may need to get started. We got you. Join the winning team, the Evening Rush Network. And also, download that app. What are you waiting for? Get to it.
You're now listening to the Evening Rush Network.
Yo, make sure you cop those Evening Rush sneakers, all made Italian, from the Evening Rush footwear collection. Make sure you cop those. They out now. You go to the EveningRush.com, EveningRushNetwork.com. Go copy it there. And we back.
Mm-hmm. Yo, you wear those, you never going to hurt your back. Never.
Never.
Word. Word.
Jump out the gym, son.
And Superhead will still love you. Stop playing.
What?
Yo, so let's get into the topic of the day. How the world treat our daughters. This is a serious topic. I just want to say off the rip that serious getting into it. All three of us have daughters. I have three daughters myself. Chris, you have a daughter. Jokes, how many daughters you have?
Two.
You got two girls. And right now, I feel we're going to play a video of what we're talking about. And we want to get into a deep discussion about it because this is how our daughters are being treated right now. So, yo, let's go to the video.
I don't really get to stand up for myself. I mean, I have great teammates. I have a great support system. I got my hometown. I got my family that stands up for me. I don't really get to speak out on things just because I just try to ignore and I just try to stand strong. Like, I've been through so much. I've seen so much. I've been attacked so many times. Death threats. I've been sexualized. I've been threatened. I've been so many things, and I've stood strong every single time. And I just try to stand strong for my teammates because I don't want them to see me down and, like, not be there for them. So I just want them to always just know, like, I'm still a human. Like, all this has happened since I won the national championship, and I said the other day I haven't had peace since then. And it sucks, but I still wouldn't change. I wouldn't change anything, and I would still sit here and say, like, I'm unapologetically me. I'm going to always leave that mark and be who I am and stand on that. And hopefully the little girls that look up to me, and hopefully I give them some type of inspiration that, you know, hopefully it's not this hard and all the things that come at you, but keep being who you are. Keep waking up every day. Keep being motivated, staying who you are, staying 10 toes, don't back down, and just be confident.
Now, before you get into the next video, Joker, when you see her speak, what are your thoughts?
It's definitely painful, especially if she holds it in this long. You know, as in her mental health, man, mental health is real, you know. I still deal with it the way she's dealing with it. You know, that's not good for a female to go through that, you know what I mean? And hold it in and not talk about it, you know.
At any point, were you thinking about basketball?
Nah, I don't know. I don't care about the game.
Nah. You know? Yeah, exactly. Like, I was sitting there, like, as a father, as a husband, as a brother, as a son, like, who are these people to come and threaten this woman's life and her and her sexuality, like, and sexualize her and do these things? And this is a young woman.
She's 21 like, years old.
She don't deserve to go through all this just to entertain us.
Mm-hmm.
No. You know, it's only entertainment. Like, I know we talked about the battle and whatever have you, but I wish nothing ill. It's just entertainment. That's it.
That's it.
You know,
that's right.
You know, I don't want to threaten J. Cole because he don't want to battle, because you know what I mean? Or she,
right.
Or because she's playing back. Like, it's not that deep. It's not that deep.
And the one thing people are not taken from watching that, she's scared. If she wasn't scared, she wouldn't be crying. She wouldn't be saying anything. She's trying to be strong, but in dealing with that, you know, she said she had support. But, you know, as you see, that's still a lot to deal with. Threatening a 21-year-old life over a basketball game. I think that's just crazy. What if that was your daughter, my daughter, his daughter?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do you handle that? You know, especially when she's trying to make a mark in this world. Basketball right now, you know, is a man's game, but these young ladies are changing that. Mm-hmm. WNBA is changing that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, watching her, she played a game.
Right.
Let's go to the next clip.
I'm about to give a gender neutral, racially indifferent take. Now, if you want to say, well, Acho, cater your take based upon gender, Acho, cater your take based upon race, I will understand that. But I'm about to give a gender-neutral, racially indifferent take. Angel Reese, you can't beat a big bad wolf, but then kind of cry like Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Mm.
Because if you want to act grown, which she has, if you want to get paid like you grown, which you are, if you want to talk to grown folks like you grown, which you did, post game, when you told a coach for an opposing team, watch your mouth. If you want to tell people, get your money up, then post game, when you take an L, you just got to take it on the chin. Nobody mourns when the villain catches an L. And Angel Reese, you have self-proclaimed to be the villain. Shout out to you, because you were the second best basketball player on the court, and it was not close. Outside of Caitlin Clark, it was you. 17-20, dog, showed up, biggest game, second biggest game of your career, absolute dog. But you can't under any circumstance go to the podium and now try to ask for individuals to give you sympathy. No one has sympathy for the villain. Mm-hmm. You painted the bullseye on your back. Why are you surprised when people shoot at you? So if you want to act grown, if you want to pose grown, if you want to talk grown, if you want to talk to grown folks grown, then you got to take the L like you grown. Because what frustrated me is when you want to be the villain, but you want to hope for sympathy like a hero.
Mm. What video was he watching? Like, what? Yeah. What was he? Like, my man
is in another... He was going, dog. That's a girl, bro.
Yeah, let me tell you something. I ain't gonna hold y'all to put hands on him.
You know, it's just
dog.
It just makes me so angry, man. You know, that's just
like he's not.
You know, that's a black man who didn't come to the aid of a young black woman, and to me, that's one of the biggest problems we have in America. We don't come to defend our black women; we just throw them to the wolves, and we want them to sink or swim. What happened to defending these women, man?
Like this that guy was just so he was just in a different world. I don't know what he was watching. Like, you hear this woman talk about death threats, and he's quoting her numbers and being the best player on the court and all this garbage. Like, the moment she said death threats, that's why I asked you earlier. Basketball is not important right now.
No, it's not.
You know, I'm wondering, where is the coach? Where is her coach? Where is her protection? Where is the school stepping in to block all this hate this girl is getting? Where is it? She's your number one player. Why are you not defending her?
Good question.
You know, that's why Black Lives Matter to me is so important, because if I'm playing a sport and I see people like me being murdered, you know what that means? I could walk outside and be murdered. Mm-hmm. My kids could be murdered. My brother, sister, and because we all look alike. Mm-hmm. So how am I going to go play this million-dollar sport with my whole heart, where I have to worry about my family because we're being murdered for no reason? This young lady, all she does is entertain.
That's it.
Winning is an illusion. Once you win that trophy, you could go homeless. You could be. You know how many broke NBA players there are out there that have championships?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just entertainment. The trophy doesn't mean anything. It's just once they do it all over again next year.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, when you rationalize the fact that there should have been some defense for that young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And there should have been some defense for that daughter. That's somebody's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's somebody's daughter. Where's the defense?
Yeah.
I'm surprised there ain't no lawsuits coming on. I'm surprised there ain't no lawsuits.
Well, he apologized. The guy that wrote the article apologized. He said, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he gave a BS apology.
Oh, man.
His apology, it was lame. We didn't even want to show it. It was just like, come on, man. Like, you know, there's a certain point that when you go too far, that you just went too far. He has zero empathy. Again, once that young lady says she's getting death threats and she was being sexualized, they took her image and put a face on some porn star and put it out there as if she was doing porn. And yet, this dude is talking about.
Let's understand that she's only 21.
Yeah.
So, someone doing that to your 21-year-old daughter, how do you feel?
When I'm outraged.
That hit home for you?
I'm outraged.
Crazy.
Fathers, I want to hear from some of these fathers out here. That's good.
Call up. Call up if you can. If you're out there. Number?
Hit the comment. You don't wanna call? Hit the comment. I wanna hear how do you defend your daughters, your baby girls? You know, I don't know. Like, my daughters mean the world to me. You know what I mean?
Right.
Me and Chris was talking earlier and I said, yo, listen, I don't care who it is.
Yeah.
You might touch one of my daughters, I'm losing.
It's definitely a different situation, that's for sure.
I'm getting twisted. I got sons also. am I gonna? I might give the same anger for my son, but that's my daughter. That's no. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's the little girl I brought into this world.
Mm-hmm. Do your daughters play sports?
No.
Yeah, my daughters do.
Oh, what's my
daughter's
they
a teacher. One of my daughters, she's a baby. She's a teacher to many, what is it? Infant. She babysits infant. She don't just, you know, she works at a daycare. And then and then I got a baby girl. Like, you know, she's 7 years old.
Yeah.
All right.
So, you know what I mean? I don't play when it comes to them girls. I jack up their brothers. These boys get it.
Yeah.
When you come at her.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's just what it is. You know, I have no problem going to jail over one of these girls. It will happen. I know it will. When, you know, that's just me.
That's it.
I will go to jail for one of these girls. And that's not saying I don't love my sons. I love my sons. But it's just a different way you treat the boys than you do the girls.
Yeah, it's fair.
And I know I had to ask multiple fathers about that because I was like, yo, do you treat your boys the same way you treat your girls? And majority of guys I've asked, they'll all say the same thing. No.
Nope.
I do not treat my daughters the same way I treat my son. You know, there was a video on TikTok I was watching. So the guy's throwing his son onto the pillow. Boom. Places his daughter on the table. And I was like, yeah, that's me all the way.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I'm rough with my daughters though. You know what I'm saying? Cause, you know, they was tomboys growing up. They play ball. They both my girls played basketball in high school. My youngest more than my oldest. But when it came to that basketball, I was rough with them. You know what I'm saying? But besides that, yeah, I'm a gentle giant with them, you know, when they my princesses. So, you know, both my girls play basketball. Yeah, they follow daddy's footsteps. Yeah.
Yeah, my daughter, she does track, and she's top three in the state in the high jump. Mm-hmm. And then their relay team finishes number one every year. However, it's different. My daughter is different. I'm afraid of her. You know, I thought, you know what I'm saying? When you have a daughter, you got to get a gun.
Yeah.
Nah, I don't need. My daughter is strong with the force. Very strong with the force. I don't worry about her like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She built different. So I don't, you know, I'm more worried. With Angela, like Angela Reese, when you compete and you get to a high level and you get that racism or that sexism or that kind of hatred,
mm-hmm.
because that is so difficult to see.
Yeah. Yeah, my younger daughter is she tough. You know, she's tougher than my oldest. You know what I'm saying? She can hold her own different. You know what I mean? My oldest, she could hold her own to a sense, but you know, she always been a leader of the pack everywhere she was at, so she never really had no problems. She had somebody else doing dirty work, you know what I'm saying? Or she called me, and she was scared to call me because it would have been an ugly sight, so she didn't want to see that. She tried it one time, and it wasn't pretty, so she didn't want to see that no more. So she never gonna call me. You know, when she called me, she tried it one time, and she called back and changed her mind. No, we good. Don't play like that. No. I'm be on my own anyway. Yeah, you know, so, yeah.
But even like my daughter, like, it takes a village in so many different ways, because even if you're strong, we all need a pole to lean on. We all need pause. We all need someone to lean on, someone to talk to, no matter what we are going through, because we're human.
Yes. Yes.
And And that's one of the reasons why I love the morning show in the morning, because that's actually one of the first questions they ask. What's your mental health? Mm-hmm. 1 to 10, rate your mental health.
Yeah, 1 to 10.
And a lot of people enjoy that, because at least they feel someone cares what they're going through that morning.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I definitely gotta commend you and Bet on that one, jokes. It's, you know, coming up with that, it's real.
Yeah, support.
Yeah.
You know?
Support.
Yeah. You gotta. That's what it is. Like, you gotta go through that. You know, ask somebody that needs to hear that. That young lady needed to hear, what's your mental health from 1 to 10? And, you know, over a basketball game, she's hurting. She's going through something.
Right. You know, right.
People threatening her life. So what? Why?
Yeah.
Is that serious, man? Mm-hmm. I didn't see nobody calling and threatening Kyrie for messing up Brooklyn season.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Didn't see it. Even though I think I wanted to a couple of times. But still, I didn't.
But Don, that's the thing. We as fans are trained to hate the players. Mm-hmm. Like, to a certain degree,
I don't hate anyone. I might dislike.
No,
but I don't hate anyone.
Now, I'm saying to you, if you my best player and I own the team and you have a religion and you're Muslim and you're fasting, why not support you? Why not help you with your diet? Help you? The Nets did none of that.
Well, we're talking about the young lady right now. We'll get back.
Yeah, no, I'm saying no. But then again, what I'm saying is, what I'm missing from what she was saying, where was the school supporting her going through? This is a whole year.
Yeah.
A whole year. And I did not hear her say, thank you for the university, for standing by me, for supporting me. You don't hear none of that coming from the. And then after this, you look up the articles, the school didn't come out and say anything. Where's the support? She gave them a championship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then and in return, she's on there crying. Because no 21-year-old should be attacked, sexualized, because you're playing a sport.
Right. Yeah.
So let's go to this question now. What is the next step in protecting our children, our daughters? This is what this is mainly about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that homeboy should be fired.
Yeah.
Personally.
Definitely.
I'm with Joker first. Somebody need to whoop that ass and he'd be fired.
Sorry. Yeah. He needs to be fired and should never. He needs to be canceled.
Mm-hmm.
Period. He should be canceled. But I also feel that there needs to be some kind of unity among athletes, among all sports, to stop this hate from fans and threatening lives. And like, there needs to be more protection. Wasn't it the other day somebody called Kevin Durant a bitch or something like that, or said something disrespectful to him? Like, even though I know he's a grown man, but it's not just happening to college players, it's happening to athletes across the board. And I just think that it just needs to stop. This is just entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody should be fearing for their life because they shoot a ball through a hoop.
Mm. Yeah. You're right.
You know, once again, where does this start? Who should be the first people to step up to protect this family? You know?
I don't know. I don't know if
I
want to
say right now, I believe it's the WNBA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's where she's going. She's leaving college.
Mm-hmm. The women of WNBA should be standing up for her, talking on her behalf. You see, the school didn't do it.
Nope.
You know, y'all trying to prepare her for the real world. That's understandable, but where was her parent? Where was her father? Where was her mother?
But did she speak out doing this thing, whole thing that's going on, or is she the first time speaking out?
Well, that's her first time speaking out.
So it's somebody should step into the plate after that.
And I believe her father's a coach or something. Like I think he's in the NBA coaching or something. Her whole family's full of like athletes from what I was reading. I'm like, she's got, so I think she's getting the, like, I don't think I think the family might be there behind the scenes, but okay. The school is the one, in my opinion, and the coach should have said something publicly.
Right, I agree.
You know what I mean? That's what, like, the coach right after that should have said something or should have, but again, I don't think, and you didn't hear her say anything because, you know, if the coach was there, she'd have been like, I like to thank my coach, you know, the coaches, the staff, they were there from, you don't hear none of that.
No. But she didn't say nothing till now. You know, that's the thing.
Because they asked her a question. She was answering a question.
Mm.
We didn't get the question in that clip. We got, that was her answer. She didn't just speak out because she felt like it. They asked her a question, and that was her answer. And that's why I said, homeboy, what he was watching, he was in another world with it. You know what I mean? He didn't hear death threats. He didn't hear sexualized. He didn't hear nothing. He just was. He's a hate. You know what?
You're the villain.
That guy. You're
the villain.
You're the best player
on the team.
Yeah.
You know. So just because you're the villain, now you want to be. You're 21-7.
Like, yeah.
What about, you know, what they did to her was wrong. Them threatening her life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Another black woman being threatened.
Society. Threatened her. Another coach, probably another student.
These are people that, you know, probably wrote letters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's a part of LSU.
Yeah.
I know they played South Carolina after that interview was after the South Carolina game. Yeah, I know
when
there was
they
a
lost.
Big fight. When they lost. It was a big fight. And they blamed her for the loss, even though they was already getting smoked.
So yeah.
It wasn't like the score was like 71-31 when the fight broke out. So it was like, come on, girl, it was already getting smoked. She ain't caused the loss. No.
Yeah, and the question had nothing to do with that. Like, he asked her something about her experience from winning the championship to now getting this loss. And what has her experience been? And that was her answer. It had nothing to do with her trying to poo-poo the loss or anything. Yo, she's carrying some shit. Like, at the end of it, imagine having to perform at a high level going through that garbage. It was raining crazy last week. I didn't even want to leave my house.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? Imagine death threats, and you got to lace them up and go play defense and offense.
Yes, you got a point. Yes, of course. Yeah, you got to be
you know what I mean? Imagine,
a certain mind state before you play. You know, you got to be in a certain mind state. And, you know, she's going through all this and going through this, all this through the whole season. You know, man, you know, she waited.
Imagine somebody
to say something. That's the thing I don't understand. Like, you know, do she have a relationship with her father or her parents? Number one, you know, do she talk with them? Can she talk to them about anything? That's the thing that's important. I'm asking about, like, you know.
Again, they asked her the question. She didn't just come out with this.
You know,
they asked her a question that led to this. It wasn't like she just decided to talk about this. You know, another thing, imagine you getting a text message from somebody and they send you a porn with your face on it. Then you got to go out and play a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
That shit is cold.
Listen, it's not just about her. Like I said, it's about all us men and our daughters. So it's not just about this one girl. It's a whole aspect of our daughters being abused in multiple, you know, situations, you know.
I agree.
What they have to go through day to day, from harassment to sexual abuse, These are the things our kids have to go through day to day.
Yeah.
Being bullied because she's not the prettiest, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I agree.
You know, this one situation is an isolated situation, but you got to think about what your kids, your daughters go through on a day to day.
Yeah.
And where are the men that should be protected? You know?
I agree.
I mean, I, like I said, you know, when I was younger, I went through a situation where I saw a woman getting beat up by her boyfriend. And, you know, I was coming home from work. I was walking home from work. And I took my time to intervene. The outcome wasn't what I expected, because she ended up jumping on my back, hitting me, talking about don't hurt him. But it's just me sitting here saying, yo, he's beating her up. Let me go stop that. Let me go help her.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Even though that the outcome was crazy, it was just at least me at a young age said, let me do that. What our women go through now, can you say you're willing to do the same? People are now so quick to jump on their phones and, yo, let me video it. They'll video it before they'll intervene.
Yep.
They'll video before they call 911.
Yeah.
And the crazy part is our people who will sit there and instigate it further. Oh. It's crazy.
Also,
we got to figure a way to get out of this mentality where we can't defend each other. Something wrong with defending each other.
But also, there's a level of hate and jealousy that also is between us, that we can't see a talented sister that's blessed to play a game and make money off of it. So we figure, oh no, she's good. She, like Homeboy did. Oh, she's the big bad wolf, and create this whole, make all these excuses for her to deserve death threats, to deserve being sexualized, to deserve to get the hate. Huh? Like, at what point does fame and money still, like, supersede right and wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, nah, she got money. She's rich. She's good. She's not gonna get mentally ill from this. She's not gonna face depression. She's not gonna face self-hate going through this as a young woman.
Mm.
This shit could go way left. What if one day we wake up and she's no longer on this earth because of this heavy weight she's carrying?
Yeah.
Right.
And everybody's like, oh no, I didn't know she was so stressed out. I didn't know. I just thought she was the big bad wolf.
That's how people think too. Mm-hmm. They don't care no more. Yeah. They really don't.
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching, there's a singer, I forgot her name. She committed suicide. Oh man, I forgot her name. I was watching a story the other day, and they knew that she was gonna do it, but they couldn't stop her. They thought she was gonna do it after her last concert. Was it Nina Simone, or I forgot her name? Phyllis Hyman, I think that's her name, Phyllis. I forgot her name, but it's just, and I was just like, there was so many warning signs, right? But, like, you listen to this young woman talk earlier, and it scares me, because I'm praying that she has somebody to talk to, that she is seeing someone, because you're too young to be carrying that kind of weight.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? Her daughter followed right behind her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She had nobody to talk to.
Yep.
Yeah, when you're in that level and you're in that fame, you're really by yourself, man, you know?
Yeah.
That's why I never was into the fame thing, you know, the, you know, either at my level right now where I'm at, It's definitely painful, stressful sometimes too. And I ain't even in that level, you know what I'm saying? So imagine, you know? Yeah.
And that's the thing. And that's the thing about success. Like, I was teaching my kids, and I'm saying, like, be careful what you ask for.
That's it.
You know how many people hit the lotto that wind up being broke after hitting the lotto?
Yep.
You know how many people get famous and become famous and live their dream, and it becomes a nightmare?
Yep.
Because we don't know the other side. The right. other side of the business. Right. You know, with success and all that, what does that come with?
Stress.
You know? We could walk the streets and go out and eat and live simple lives. But once you hit that threshold, you can't just walk the street. You can't just go to a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
You might even have to be careful ordering food because people might find out it's you and give you some extra seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Nah, there's some crazy people out there.
Yes, it is.
Keep the extra seasoning.
Huh?
They can keep the extra seasoning. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Yo. Guys, how do y'all want to end this? Your thoughts?
Be careful. Know your mental health. Don't wait for a question if you're going through something.
Listen, I love having a sense of humor, having jokes, making fun. But when you hear someone talk about receiving death threats, being sexualized, at the age of 21, we need to really listen. I wish I was there to give her a hug. I wish I was there to give her support. I wish I was there to be a friend, a mentor. I wish I was there to just be in a room and protect that young woman because she's special. And I pray she has the best career ever and that she turns around and helps the next woman when they walk through the fire like that she's walking through.
Yeah.
That's the way to be successful.
Yeah.
Excuse me. I just want to say, you know, if you see any of these young ladies needing your help them. You know, be there for them. Mm-hmm. Dad, step up. You know, that's your little girl. Step up, make sure she good, take care of her. You know, don't let this world eat your kids. Because definitely they will. You know, I just want to say, one, to my daughter, she just lost her uncle. So I just want to send my condolences to my daughter. You know, she was very close to her uncle. You know, that was like her second dad. He was there for her when I wasn't. So, you know, definitely want to send my condolences to her and her mother's family. You know, so it definitely gets real.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But just, once again, try to... be there for your kids, man. They need you.
Yeah.
Especially these girls. They need a father to lean on. They going through certain stuff. They could, you know, your mothers are going to be there, but, you know, be that dad.
Yeah.
That soldier. You know what I mean? That Superman that she looks at.
Because
trust me, she looks at you, you're the Superman. Mm-hmm. They look at you like that. So if you're there from day one, you're Superman. Let be that for her. You know what I mean? So on that note, we'll catch y'all tomorrow next week. We appreciate y'all for chopping it up, tuning in, showing that love. Make sure y'all check out the Lauren Hour podcast. Make sure you check out the morning show with
the morning show.
Make sure you catch the Evening Rush tomorrow. You know, that's our season finale, our official season finale.
Yeah.
So make sure y'all catch up and, you know, tune in with us. We got a great guest, and we're going to end it off with a bang. And, yo, it's all love. We'll catch y'all on the rebound. Talk to you later. Peace.
Good night.
Good night.